Blog Talk Radio.
Of Sound Health Alternative. I'm your host, Sherry Edwards, on this momentous day, the 10th anniversary of 9/11. You've probably been hearing about 9/11 all week. We're going to talk about it again today, but in a way that you've never heard about. I'm going to be bringing you new information about what's happening, and if you'd like to join in the conversation, you can certainly call us here on Blog Talk Radio at 347-850-1407. We are also on WebEx for any of those who want to join us and to get an invitation to that to watch the show. Go to soundhealthoptions.com, and right below the scroll bar, there is radio, and click that, and it will tell you how to join us on WebEx to watch the show. I'm having technical difficulties in getting any kind of microphone on WebEx. So those of you who can't hear on WebEx, please join us on Blog Talk Radio. And just blogtalkradio.com. Well, if you're listening to this, you know that already. But I should type this in for the WebEx people. Go to Blog Talk Radio for sound. Because I can't get any sound up on here. There may be sound, but if there is, I don't know about it. Appreciate you joining us. I see some regulars. That's wonderful. And some new people coming in. As we look at this, I need to remind you that today's show is sponsored by the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology in Ohio. We love having you with us. We want to bring you information and ideas that will make your life a little more compatible with what you want or need to lighten your day, and that's some of the things that we're showing over here, thoughts for the day on WebEx, and to make this time the best it can be, the best you want it to be for your lifetime on the planet. Thank you for the feedback. For those of you who won Jill's book or just out purchased the book, Jill's book, Sound Secrets, is in three different parts. We've had her on the show three different times talking about that, and very happy that you enjoyed it. We have an absolutely jam-packed show, and it's about 9/11 and the impact on your life for the last 10 years. And really, this is things that you haven't heard before. I wanted to start out by telling you my story about 9/11 and what was really going on. And for those of you on Blog Talk with us, or even I don't think we'll be able to hear you on WebEx, but you could raise your hand or make a comment on the chat there. I have both chats open. So if you would like to talk to me or just be a part of the show and make a comment, you're welcome to do that. Okay, my part of 9/11 really came from a desire of one of our practitioners to really help those at Ground Zero. One of those people was her uncle, and he was not involved in an actual attack, but he was involved in going into Ground Zero and looking to see what toxins and poisons were there. So as he and eight other scientists were doing this work, Jennifer Buds, who was a very dedicated bioacoustic practitioner, went in and took vocal prints. And she found eight different toxins with these people. And I'm going to put the toxins up here in a minute to show people what they really were. For those of you watching us, you'll be able to see this list of toxins. Well, one of the things that she found was Murex, and it is a toxin from the wiring that was going on, the insulation for the wiring. So as you're looking at this list, I'm also going to put up a graph so that you can see what was going on with that, because every one of the people, all eight people, had these consistent, very consistent toxins in their system. And the Murex toxin, when we gave people the antidote to that one, it stopped the fireman's cough. The fireman's cough was all over the news. Nobody could go in there and work. People were very ill. Firemen were falling off. First responders didn't know what was going on. I keep having to clear my voice so I'll take a drink of water there and see if this gets better. So we were able to give them the frequency antidote for Murex, and it stopped the fireman's cough. For those of you who know what we do, we stick a microphone in front of you and ask you to give us a sample of your voice. We talk, you talk into the computer, we take that voice, we look at it, we see what's too high, as a toxin would be, or what's too low, some nutrient you need. So in looking at the consistencies here, bromochloroacetic acid, hexane, vinyl acetate, methyl cyclic acid, styrene D, acrolein, silver, aluminum, bromine, phthalic anhydride, maybe, that's how you pronounce that, Murex, sodium cyanide, benzofluorescein, and potassium cyanide. Those were the toxins that were consistent in the voice. Somebody write Candace a note, because I can't write at the moment, and tell her to go over to Blog Talk Radio and listen to what's going on from the radio station. Oh, let me go to Blog Talk Radio to listen. I can't help it that there's no sound there. So as we're looking at these toxins, and we find out that by giving the antidote frequency of Murex that we can reverse the fireman's cough, we thought that was pretty incredible. So we called up the CDC, Center for Disease Control, and we began to explain to them what could happen, and they interrupted us and said, okay, are you FDA approved, Federal Drug Administration, food and drug, I guess? And we said, no, you know, this just happened. How could we get approval in a few minutes for this when we didn't know it before now? Well, we can't talk to you. We can't have anything to do with you. And so that was the end of that, and we were devastated. So the next thing I know, a few days later, I get a phone call. It's about 11 o'clock at night from somebody saying they're from the CDC, but they can't identify themselves, but they want me to know that they have contacted the Firemen's Union and they've made arrangements for me to go talk to the people there. And I remember the attorney's name is something like Rabinowitz or I guess I can't remember his name. Anyway, the arrangements were made for us to travel to New York, which we did, and paid for ourselves. Thank you, Andrew, for posting that. And we went to the Firemen's Union Hall, and you could look right out the windows and see this big gaping hole. It was unbelievable to just see this. So we did 17 of their people. They had firemen come in. They volunteered their time to test us out. And we were able to stop the fireman's cough. We were able to stop the fireman's cough. Now, if you've read anything afterwards about this, you know that the inability to stop the fireman's cough cost thousands of lives, billions of dollars. So here we are. We have the antidote. We have the answer. Next morning, we come in. We're getting ready to talk about this, and they announce to us that we, this small non-profit little group out of Ohio, would have to pay for all of this. And it was going to cost millions to supply the tone boxes for even a group, a team, to come into New York and to pay the food and the hotel. Things are very expensive in New York. So we were devastated. Here are these people collecting millions of dollars a day, no strings attached. No strings attached to any of it. And we have to pay for the 11,000, I think it was, firefighters then, and 4,000 or 5,000 auxiliary people. And I didn't understand that. And they said, well, you're not FDA approved. You know, there's nothing really we can do about it. I think there was something they could do about it. They just decided not to. Now, the CDC by itself was trying to withhold this information, not allowing me access through them to help these people. Now the union is not allowing us to help these people. What stood in the way? They saw the proof. The proof was in front of them. We stopped the fireman's cough. What were they afraid of? What could be worse? I think we've talked about before about this idea of the lost wisdom of the willow bark. And when I talk about that, it's the inside of the willow bark for centuries has been used to stop joint pain, to stop headaches, to stop toothaches. That if you take the inside piece of a willow bark and chew it, even Hippocrates and American Indians, it's in the literature that the inside of willow bark would stop pain. And it wasn't until late 1800s that a doctor actually figured out the compound in that willow bark was salicylic acid. And they got patents on it, and they got this, and they got this. But it wasn't until about 2004 before any article was ever produced or any research project was ever produced that said how salicylic acid from the inside of willow bark stopped the pain. And it shut down pain receptors. The pain was still there. Your brain just wasn't receiving the information. So what was going on with the willow bark all of these centuries is that it worked. And people didn't care that we had a book or a research project or a piece of paper that said this how it works, and your government is giving you permission to use it. It was crazy. We lost that wisdom that if it works, use it, and particularly for these folks. And one of the other things that we found was that one of these toxins is the same frequency as early age onset breast cancer. And we tried to warn the union people about that. We sent them their reports, we sent them letters about what we were trying to do and getting donations and trying to find people that would help support this, even trying to help people who would train We offered to train people for free if they would do this. Now, we couldn't give them the equipment for free. We had to pay for that. I would have liked to. If I'd had the money, I'd have given it. But now, you'll see early age onset breast cancer has skyrocketed. The last report I read was in like 06, and it was up by 29%. This didn't have to happen. And I can't yet figure out why it had to happen. Definitely, but I certainly have some reasons behind it. I think that was the beginning of saying to us, resistance is futile. Any of you Trekkies where the Borg comes in and the Borg comes near your spaceship and all they say to you is resistance is futile. Excuse me. And you try to talk to them. You try to be logical. You try to be reasonable. You try humanitarian approach. Nothing works. This queen bee of the Borg, this is what we want. This is what everybody wants. Nobody wants any different. We are of one mind and resistance is futile. Well, this is incredibly different from the American spirit and the American dream of what's going on. We love our independence. We revere our independence and our ability to make it a better world. We don't want to depend on people to do it for us. We want to resist. So as we want to resist, and the union leaders nor the CDC nor anybody we could think of would help us get the money to go back and do this, why did this need to be buried? I think it was this idea of control. Look at it. Now we have TSA that rips diapers off 96-year-old people, that pats down and invades our bodies. Now look at the exemption. Muslim women are exempt. There's a couple of other religions that are exempt, I think, from it, but for sure Muslim women. So everybody has to comply, but Muslim women. A matter of control. You cannot move by airplane in your own country without government's permission. Now it's in the subways, it's in the buses, it's at the train stations. They've even stopped cars in Texas. When Texas decided to go against this, against the TSA, they stopped cars and they went to the proms and they took these machines, these TSA invasive x-ray backscatter machines, and they took pictures of the girls going to prom just as a manipulation, interrogation, just to scare people. So in your car, your train, your bus, and your airplane, you do not have freedom to move throughout your own country. I guess you could walk, but you don't have the freedom that we had or that we thought we had. We didn't really have freedom because you had to have a license for your car. You had to buy a ticket for a tram. I mean, there's a lot of things you had to do. But now we don't have this freedom of movement of what we can do. So who's behind this? Just 9/11 took away our freedom to move. And they're using this as an excuse for everyone, everything, Homeland Security. Judge Napolitano had a case on about a father and two kids. The mother was estranged, didn't live there. And this terrorist group, or the excuse as a terrorist group, the Homeland Security group, really, busted into this guy's house, held him and his kids hostage, and now this Homeland Security, security, because his estranged wife had not paid her student loan. Was this a mistake? No, it was a test. It was a trial. How much can we get away with? Okay, we already have them tied down. They can't travel. We had to do something big to make this happen. Who did it? Who did it? Well, I thought I would go in and look at people's voices and see who did it. So Bush was president. So the first person I looked at his voice was President Bush. And there's a profile for those of you up on WebEx watching us. And I did a couple of things. I did one profile of him 3 months after 9/11 and another one just a few months ago when he was talking about this in his book. Now, what we do here at the clinic is take a vocal profile and we divide your voice into notes so that we can talk about it and look at it, because certain frequencies indicate certain things. And so we look at Bush's voice and we find out that he pretty much is emotional about this. It's in the note of D sharp, which is an information broker. And that looks pretty reasonable. And boy, you can tell from his voice that Bush has been coached exactly what to say. This is how you're going to sell your book, based on your emotions. But when you look at the numeric evaluation of his voice, there is no foundation. The foundation of the voice is one octave straight across, either in minus three or minus two levels of the voice. And this is just where the octaves of frequency lay down. And for those of you looking at it on the screen, you can see a big red oval. And this shows where Bush's voice lacks any frequency whatsoever. What you do see is that his frequencies lay up into the octaves of fantasy, imagination, play, something that is not true for them at gut level. And you can see that D sharp gets a score of 26 for him, and that's pretty much a high score here. So D sharp becomes an important piece of information. D sharp represents the person who wants to be the information broker, bringing you the news. But Bush's vocal print, both directly after the event and when he's talking about his book, shows that there is an extreme scattering, that he lacks information of a foundational level. And he also has an extreme unbalance in the note of E at 5 and A sharp at 211. And that indicates that what he's speaking is not the truth. Now, in the beginning, right afterwards, no foundation. But a few years later, well, 10 years later, because this was August 29, 2011, that I did the next one, it shows that he does have some spiritual foundation. It's at the note of A-sharp again, and E in A-sharp is still very unbalanced. He's not telling the truth, but he does have some foundational knowledge. Not in any left-brain logical fact kind of way, but in an emotional way, a spiritual way, because of that A sharp note being really high. Somehow Bush thinks that I can't even imagine this. He thinks it was the right and just thing to do from a spiritual perspective. But in the beginning, Bush didn't know. But he was caught lying about a couple of things, and just the facts. From the facts, he was lying. So I thought, okay, if Bush didn't do it, who else did it? And so I began to look at people like Dick Cheney. And Dick Cheney, I've often used him as an example, is one of the greatest manipulators of vocal information I have ever seen. He has scores of 64, which is high, on ego, but he also has an extreme separation from gut level to higher levels of thinking, meaning his gut and his intellect is not attached. What he knows gut level doesn't come through on an intellectual or an emotional level. Dick Cheney also has his highest note in D sharp, information brokering. But just as Bush now knows of the foundation, but his thoughts are scattered about it, and he's not really telling the truth even when he talks about it, the same goes for Cheney. He's that information broker. But at the time this happened, he had foundational knowledge. Cheney had foundational knowledge. Vice President Dick Cheney had more knowledge than the president about Iraq's 9/11 intelligence affairs. Okay, so Cheney is part of it. His information is in D and D sharp. Information brokers want to help logical, mostly though, manage. Manipulate. But that still wasn't all the story, because there was such a disconnect. And any of you hearing this, any of you who want copies of the information, just write to me at Sherry, Sharry, on air. Andrew, would you put that up in the chat? Sherry, on air, and I will see if I can get it on this one. I forgive me for you having to hear the typing while we go. Sherry on air at gmail.com. So I've put that also in the chat for the people on Blog Talk with us. Well, Cheney had some of the answers, but he didn't have all of them. And one of the things I learned about Cheney in doing his evaluation is that he is a chameleon. He can just respond however you want him to respond at the moment. And no wonder he has a political career that spans over several presidencies. So couldn't find it there. Not really. So then I looked at Rumsfeld. I thought, he's making zillions and millions of dollars off this by sending in his soldiers at $1,000 a day, while ours, real soldiers, get $7 a day. You know, there's so much abuse that you hear about what's going on with the soldiers, that they have to buy their own guns, and they have to buy their own equipment, and they have to buy their own vests if they want to protect themselves from bullets. So I'm going to look at Donald Rumsfeld, Secretary of Defense. I probably should have also looked at Halliburton, because they're all connected here when it comes to making money off of war. So we have lack of travel. Now let's have lack of money. And let's do it by war. Let's keep everybody broke. Let's keep the government broke. Let's keep spending going on by getting in all these wars. So Rumsfeld is also a chameleon. And if you're looking on WebEx with us, you'll notice that his strongest note is D. And these notes of D and D sharp just keep popping up as significant. D and D sharp, manage, control, manipulate through information. But we're looking at Donald Rumsfeld, and he also has a total lack of foundation. His stuff, very much like Bush's, is pie in the sky, play acting, fantasy, a story about what's going on. Most of Rumsfeld's information is on the left side of the chart, which means it's logical. Very little is on the right side of the chart. He has some ones, and we just pitch those. We wouldn't even consider one. So Rumsfeld is not behind this. I'm kind of stuck now, and I asked some friends, and they said, oh, it's the Queen of England. Oh, it's this person. So I went back, and I tried to look for Ollie North. I figured he was somebody that was in the know because he was in the service. And he was very upfront and truthful with what he said, but you could also tell that he withheld in these interviews. And now he's not withholding if you see an interview. He did know in 98, and he tried to warn people, and nobody would listen to him. So I'm very stumped about all of this. I'm stumped about why the firemen won't let us help. I'm stumped about the CDC. I'm stumped about not having any way to get money to help these people. And I thought, I just want to look at what an innocent person's voice would look like. And so I chose Colin Powell. Even though he was there was nothing, there was not a lot said about him. He was in the Army. He served as Secretary of State under Bush. But you really didn't hear much about him and 9/11. This one video that I found on YouTube is called The Bloody Morning After, Colin Powell Speaks. And I will try to grab all of these links and put in the chat room. Let me see if I can grab this one. So if anybody has these, please forward them on to other people in the other chats if you can. I'm having a little bit of problem managing all of this at once. So this one I've just put up is Colin Powell. And I thought, boy, not many people watch this. It's 10 years old. 1,452 people watched it. It must not be very important. So I didn't have hopes of finding anything here. Actually, I expected to find an innocent man. And the more I looked at this, the more I began to realize that Colin Powell was just in the thick of it. This is right after, the day after all of this happened, and Colin Powell's voice print shows foundational knowledge. It also shows information in that note of D, manage, manipulate through information. When you look at his vocal print, by the graph that is large columns, you don't see that note of D and that manipulation. It's only in the hidden octave. When we look at these columns, we can only see four octaves. There's actually six octaves there. And when you're looking at the morning after and you see all of this spontaneity in how he's responding to this, not emotional, he's responding on the spot. And now I realize he's responding with a story. He wouldn't say a lot, but it's a story. It's right-brained, so he has to convince people emotionally about this. But when you look at what is going on, there is a left-brained empty that's foundational, but there is a right-brained absolute knowledge of what is happening here. And for those of you trained, and you know that 42 is average, well, that's at 500 hits. Note that this was so short, it only got 100 hits, because I tried to break it up into two sections. One where he was talking about the intelligence beforehand, and the second one when he was actually talking about the hit. And I begin to realize that where Colin Powell had the right brain foundation, that Dick Cheney had the left brain foundation. Dick Cheney had the facts. Colin Powell had the emotional foundation. Dick Cheney had the fact foundation. And they all had notes in the note of D and D sharp as the very highest. With Dick Cheney, his note of D is 111, normal's 42 because he had 500 and some hits. And he has 214 in score of the note of D sharp. Information broker, manage, manipulate with information. All four of these people have it. And just by looking at their vocal print, you see that Cheney had the facts of how to manipulate, and Colin Powell had the fantasy, the emotional side of it. And together, from the vocal prints that I've done, and if I only had these four to choose from, I would say that Cheney and Colin Powell were in on the bottom floor, the foundational planning of this. They knew too much about it immediately afterwards. They had foundational knowledge. And it would seem to me that just from their prints, and I don't want to make this statement that they're the perpetrators, but it ought to be investigated. And if any of you know of other people that I should be looking at, send me a link to them, a video link, and we'll do an evaluation. We'll do an entire expose. Now, we tried to take this story, well, both stories. We tried to get people to listen to what had been withheld from the people in 911, how the union withheld it, how the CDC withheld it, how it's available here, and no one would listen. We tried all week to get it on Coast to Coast, and Richard Surrett and Jeff Rentz and Alex Jones. One radio show would listen, and it's Raylan Allen. We did a three-hour show about this, and it was, I think, on the 8th. So go to the archives, and you'll be able to listen to this extensive three-hour talk about these people and what was going on. And what amazes me about Raylan is she had background information on each one of these people. She had incredible background information on Colin Powell and his connection to, I think it was Israel. And some of that speculation is just incredible. And we have some comments. Moon says, as Richard says, follow the money. The CDC and others figured that bioacoustics would become so well known because of being able to stop firemen's cough that it would be a danger to the present system, its structure, and the profits that accrue to the controllers at the top who direct everything they can. Yes, and that leads me in. That's beautiful, Moon. And that leads me into what is really going on. So with lack of mobility and the travel and the TSA, we had to have some disaster to make that happen. with looking at all the wars that resulted from it, let's take away all of our money. And now let's look at Obamacare. And I don't have time to go through each piece of Obamacare, but I would encourage all of you to, and to look at this, because there is a video about it that I find absolutely incredible. And I'm going to put this up. This is about the key points of Obamacare. Well, my whole thing disappeared here. What's happening? Well, did I just shut down? Blog Talk Radio just went off. So I don't even know how to get this back on, people. I don't even know if I'm on Blog Talk Radio anymore. Let me go back and look. Yes, we're still on the air. Okay. I'm going to play this video that is on YouTube, and it's called The Truth About Obamacare. And you will see the control that's coming about your health. Pay attention to who's exempt. Pay attention to who's paying. Pay attention to the restrictions. Send this to everyone you can. I've put the link up here for people. This is scary in how much we are being corralled and controlled in the name, and I think this has lots of obnoxious music to it, so I am going to maybe turn the music off, but let's see if I can do it both ways.
The government health care plan. Page 22 mandates the government will audit all books of all employers who self-insure. Page 29, lines 4 through 16. Healthcare rationing. You can only receive so much care per year. $5,000 per individual, $10,000 per family. Page 30, section 123. There will be a government committee that decides what treatments and benefits you receive. Page 42. The healthcare commissioner will choose your healthcare benefits for you. You have no choice. Page 50, section 152. Healthcare will be provided to all non-U.S. citizens, illegal or otherwise. Page 58. The government will have real-time access to your finances, and a national ID card will be issued. Page 59, lines 21 through 24. The government will have direct access to your bank accounts for elective fund transfers.
Okay, I'm going to stop it there for a minute. For those of you who are asking for the access... Oh, and I just dropped the phone, and I'm sorry. Big clunk. It's go to youtube.com, youtube.com. Know the truth about government health care bill, H.R. 3200, key points. That's what we're listening to here.
Page 65, section 164. This is a payoff subsidized plan for retirees and their families in unions and community organizations such as Acorn. Page 72, lines 8 through 14. Here the government is creating a health care exchange to bring private health care plans under government control. Page 84, section 203. The government mandates all benefit packages for private health care plans in the exchange. Page 85, line 7, AARP members, your health care will be rationed. Page 91, lines 4 through 7. Government mandates linguistic appropriate services, or translation for illegal aliens. Page 95, lines 8 through 18. The government will use groups like ACORN, AmeriCorps, to sign up individually for government health care plans. Page 102, lines 12 through 18, Medicaid-eligible individuals will be automatically enrolled in Medicaid. Here you have no choice. Page 124, lines 24 through 25, no company can sue the government on price fixing, and there will be no judicial review against the government monopoly. Page 126, lines 22 through 25, employers must pay for health care for part-time employees and their families. Page 127, lines 1 through 16. Doctors and the American Medical Association. The government will tell you how much money you can make. Page 145, lines 15 through 17. All employers must enroll employees into the government plan. You have no choice. Page 149, lines 16 through 24. An employer with a payroll of $400,000 and up who does not provide the government option will pay an 8% tax on all payroll. Page 150, line 9 through 13. Any employer with a payroll between $251,000 through $400,000 who does not provide the government option will pay a 2 to 6% tax on all payroll. Page 167. Any individual who does not have acceptable health care coverage according to the government will be taxed 2.5%. Page 170, lines 1 through 3. Any non-resident alien is exempt from individual taxes. You and I will pay for them. Page 195, officers and employees of the health care.
Did you hear that? People. Aliens will, illegals and aliens will not pay in, but we are going to be required to pay for their health care. And remember the very first statement? It's limited to $5,000 per person per year, or $10,000 for an entire family. That's all that you get. But there is no limitation on illegals in the country.
Their administration will have access to all Americans' financial and personal records. Page 203, lines 14 through 15 reads, the tax imposed under this section shall not be treated as tax. Page 239, lines 14 through 24. The government will reduce physician services for Medicaid. The seniors, the poor, and the low income will be very affected. Page 241, lines 6 through 8. All doctors, no matter what specialty, will be paid the same. Page 253, lines 10 through 18. The government will set the value of doctors' time and professional judgments, literally the value of human life. Page 265, section 1131, the government mandates and controls productivity for private health care industries. Page 268, section 1141, the federal government regulates rental and purchase of power-driven wheelchairs. Page 272, section 1145, regarding the treatments of certain cancer hospitals, cancer patients, welcome to rationing. Page 280, section 1151, the government will penalize hospitals for what the government deems preventable readmission. Page 317, lines 13 through 20, prohibition on ownership and investment. The government tells doctors what and how much they can own. Page 317 through 318, lines 21 through 25 and 1 through 3, prohibition on expansion. The government mandates if hospitals can or cannot expand. Page 321, lines 2 through 13, hospitals have the opportunity to apply for an exception, but community input is required.
Acorn.
Page 335, lines 16 through 25, and page 336 through 339. Government mandates establishment of outcome-based measures. Healthcare the way they want it. Rationing. Page 341, lines 3 through 9. Government has authority to disqualify HMOs, forcing all into the government health plan. Page 354, section 1177. Government will restrict enrollment of special needs individuals. Page 379, section 1191, more bureaucracy. The Telehealth Advisory Committee. Page 425, lines 4 through 12, government mandates advanced care planning consultation. Seniors will be interviewed every year for health issues and decisions made as to what care they can and cannot receive.
That's incredible. It goes on to talk about how their care is rationed, how if they have a problem, they can't get care. So they're going to tell you, we can't provide you care. Why don't you make the decision to die? You're useless. Go die. This is one of the pieces that makes me the maddest.
Page 425, lines 17 through 19. The government will instruct and consult regarding living wills and durable powers of attorney. This is mandatory. Page 425, lines 22 through 25, and page 426, lines 1 through 3. Government provides approved list of end-of-life resources guiding you into death. Page 427, lines 15 through 24. Government mandates program for orders for end of life. The government has a say in how your life ends. Page 429, lines 1 through 9. An advanced care planning consultation will be used frequently as patients' health deteriorates. Page 429, lines 10 through 12. Advanced care consultation may include an order for end-of-life plans. An order from the government. Page 429, lines 13 through 25. The government will specify which doctors can write an end-of-life order. Page 430, lines 11 through 15. The government will decide what level of treatment you will have at end of life. Page 469, there will be community-based home medical services, such as
Acorn.
Page 472, lines 14 through 17, there will be one monthly payment to such community-based organizations.
Acorn.
Page 489, section 1308, the government will cover marriage and family therapy, which means they'll insert government into your marriage. Page 494 through 498, the government will cover mental health services, including defining, creating, and rationing those services. If you care about the health of your family, your parents or grandparents, we urge you to contact your representative and ask them to oppose this bill. Don't be fooled into believing that this is an affordable option. This is mandatory, not an option. It's not free, and it comes with a $2 trillion price tag. Most importantly, educate yourself and read the bill.
This is our last stand. When there is a lack of travel, and we have to have a license, and we have to have the TSA, and we have to be inspected, and it's all in the name of keeping you safe, in that way, resistance is futile. If you won't go through the inspections, you cannot travel. You can't get on a bus or a train or a plane. We are captive. We are hostages in our own country by our own government in the name of safety, in using information to control and manage. Resistance is futile. The lack of money because of the wars. We don't control Wall Street. We don't control the Fed. We cannot do much except maybe buy gold or keep your money in your pocket or something. We, the people, can't control that except in very small ways, like gas prices, refusing to buy gas from a certain station. That's the only resistance we have when there is this lack of money. Resistance is futile. Obamacare. You just heard an explanation. Go online. Go on Mike Adams' site, naturalnews.com. He has an article, or I'll send it to you. And it's about what's really in this bill in a written state and with a lot more information, with little links to each of the articles and of each of the pages they talked about. Moon asks, if this is accurate, it's a plan for wholesale slavery. It's unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable, and it is very true. 4 million people have seen this. I would like 300 million people to see it. At any one time on the planet, there's four levels of people. 0 to 20, they're getting to all of them by mandating vaccinations, by mandating what they can eat while they're at school, by mandating, and this is Obama executive order, that all school curriculums, including homeschooling and anything else, is controlled by Obama and his team. Obama has also put a team together, bypassing Congress. He and these 11 other people are going to run the country should martial law be declared. Obamacare is a push for martial law. If you don't comply, if you make a stink about this, he's got an excuse to claim martial law. Then he and his committee of 11 will be running the country, and the House of Representatives, the Senate, Congress, be damned. Because he made it a law and nobody objected. But with Obamacare, there is resistance. There is something that we can do. And we are pounding the radio stations and pounding people. The Guardian Network. We're giving away the radiation, we're giving away the Parkinson's, we've given away Return of the Warriors, we're giving away swine flu, we've given away so many of these programs trying to get this to the community. We are losing tons of money because we are giving it away, and we're giving it away because it's incredibly important that we take this last stand. This is our resistance for our quality of life. They've got us in every other avenue. We can stay home. We can keep our money to ourselves. But they're controlling us through our health. They're controlling our older people from 60 to 80, of which I am in that group. So they got control of the schools and the 0 to 20, because not a lot of us can take time off to homeschool our kids. And you're not in Chicago, you're not even allowed to send a homeschool lunch with your kid. They're mandated to eat what the school dictates, and God knows what they're putting in the food. So we have two hopes here for those people who are 20 to 40 and then 40 to 60. 40 to 60 people have lived through part of this, and they've got some sense. And these are the people who are mostly fighting this and taking up the cause, being part of the Guardian program, bringing this to the community. They're going to start pandemics. Watch it happen. What's people going to do? All in the name of population control. They've got our air polluted, our water polluted, our food polluting, the kids' minds polluted. Population control. It doesn't have to happen because we have here at Sound Health, yes, pat us on the back. We have solved the two problems that they're saying to us that they can't travel in space. We have solved the bone deterioration. We have solved muscle atrophy. It's not happening anymore. They don't have to kill us off to save the resources they think they want for themselves. Resistance is not futile when it comes to Obamacare and our quality of life. We're also have given away the software for radiation exposure, which is another biggie. We will not be hogtied by the standard of care. And you've heard me talk about this. One of the cases with Jerry Tennant, Dr. Jerry Tennant, who was just rated in Texas, by the way, for his bioresonance machine. He had a patient go to the hospital and had a heart attack. And the nurse tried, without the doctor's, his own doctor's orders, Dr. Tennant, the nurse tried to make him take blood pressure lowering pills. And the guy said, "That's my problem. My blood pressure is too low. I'll die if you make me take that pill." And the woman said, "It's standard of care. You will take the pill. It's standard of care." Well, standard of care so they get rid of us, and standard of care so they don't get sued. We brought some of this on our own because we sued everybody for everything instantly. We have a responsibility to be we the people who are in control. In that case, Dr. Tennant arrived at the hospital in time to stop them from forcing him to take this pill. But you go in a rest home and you go in a hospital. You know, the law says now that if you go to a hospital and you want care, they can vaccinate you for any and everything, and you have no say. If you want that care, you will take that vaccination. No exceptions, except the Muslims. If my grandchildren go to the hospital for care and they get shots, they will bleed to death because they're half Filipino and the American shots cause them to bleed internally. They have a death sentence. People who are 60 to 80 have a death sentence. Your family, in terms of health care, has a death sentence. One trip to the hospital per individual, $5,000. There's not going to be much left after January. If your kid has a tonsillectomy and it's taking all the money in January, there's nothing left. You are on your own. Can you see how what we're trying to do is so important and how you need to talk to your neighbors and get them involved in this? Set up a class. Teach them what you know already. All of our practitioners have free access to these computer programs. Set up communities where this information gets to the public. It's just beyond my comprehension how we let this get to this point. With pandemics, with flu, with Gardasil, and look at that one. Governor Perry is in bed with the pharmaceutical companies. He's the one that forced the Gardasil that people died from, that people were crippled from, that 11-year-old boys were forced to take a Gardasil shot. It was the law in Texas, and the shots are for cervical warts, the cervix, the opening of the uterus. Boys do not have a uterus, but they were forced to take the shots. And when you look at the math of the frequencies of what was in those shots, it's an activator, a precursor to make the swine flu harder, to allow people to get it, to activate you to such a point that you are open and accessible and vulnerable to the swine flu that they put out and insisted that everyone had. TJ says, "We've been slaves for generations. This is the final assault to establish total control of the unawakened masses. Yes, TJ, what can we do more to open the minds of the masses? I don't have any more ideas except to offer these classes and to stop this last level of control about our health. It is incredible. It's right in front of us, and people aren't seeing it. The governments of Japan and America are saying there's nothing wrong with Fukushima. There's no problem. There's no problem today. The stuff gets in your cells and destroys you from the inside out. Am I an alarmist? Well, if I am, there's millions of other people with me, and there's the evidence. Look at the evidence. Somebody broke in and said something, and I don't know who it is. I didn't even know we had any sound on WebEx. Stan, was that you that wanted to talk? I saw your mic flip on. If it's you, just raise your hand, and I'll open your microphone. I find this incredible that we let it go this long. Animal Farm, read that book, Animal Farm. That's where we are. We make money, the government takes it. We lay eggs, the farmer took it. Same thing. There has to be a concerted effort to come together. Not just to say, oh my God, this is a problem, but here's a way to do something about it. Go to our website, soundhealthoptions.com. Look at the article about John Apsley. It is about his voice and the truth as he's speaking it, but about also all of the facts that he has brought forward. The facts about Fukushima and its comparison to Chernobyl and what was going on with Chernobyl. Chernobyl had one rod go. Fukushima had five. Millions were affected, but not for a while. And when they were finally affected, it was too late because it already got their cells. You can stop this. There's a radiation chart available on our site, and it will tell you, here's your voice print. You've been exposed to this, and here is a nutritional antidote. You don't have to come to us for sounds. Here is a nutritional antidote. It does not have to be. Please help me reach your communities. We'll do radio shows. We'll do online classes for your people, for your groups, for your family, whoever you want to save from this. It's our last stand, from what I can see, because they've put crap in our water. We drilled a well. They put crap in our air. We've got air filters. But radiation, air filters won't take that out. And maybe you just think I'm an alarmist. And if you do, that's okay. But my family will have this help. My family will be alive to carry on, to be the pioneers for the next step in man's evolution. I am going to end the show unless there are other comments. I cannot see who opened their mic. I could only hear them. Trip, I think it was you. Yeah, it was Trip again. Okay, if you want to write to me, Sherry, S-H-A-R-R-Y, on air. if you want a copy of this PowerPoint that we're looking at that gives you some ways to stay happy. If you want a copy of Bush, Cheney, Colin Powell, or Rumsfeld. If you want a copy of John Apsley's information, you'll either find it on our site, soundhealthoptions.com, or write to me and I'll get it to you. If you want a copy of the PowerPoint about Obamacare, write to me. I'll get it to you. If you want to organize something in your community, let me know. I'll help. Moon says, I just noticed something interesting. This is the first time I have seen WebEx in the participant list. Wow. That would be wonderful. Maybe they just came in to check on why nobody was able to hear me. Is there sound in this meeting? No, there's no sound in this meeting. Moon, would you type that to Jeannie and tell her there's no sound in this meeting, that it's my computer, my microphone will not work. If you want a link to Rumor Mill News and the three-hour show, I'll get you that. So whatever you need to take the next step to make this happen, to share this radio show with your people. It'll be available in about 40 minutes. Download it. Send it to anybody you think cares, to anybody you think makes a difference. I just don't know why the government is trying to corral us in this way. Unless they really do want to see this as a farm. And I've told you guys this many times. I'll say it again for our new people. I had a dream about Obama standing on a walkway up above, like on a second floor between a couple of buildings. It looked like it was in a park, and there's millions of people below him. And he said, it was so easy to take you over. You were so complacent and so arrogant. You never thought anybody would do this to an American. And now it's too late. Resistance is futile, says the Borg. And they're only doing that up front to make us think that resistance is futile. They're even taking over our bodies. Your body is not your own. It belongs to us. We can do something, and we're willing to help as long as we can stay open. Now, the other day when I was on the air with Raylan, black helicopters were flying over our school. I got a phone call from the State Department while the radio show was going on, and I've been summoned to a meeting Monday morning by the State Department. And I don't have the slightest idea what it's about, but I will report back. Well, I can't say I don't have the slightest. I do have an inkling, but I will certainly report back. I am going to end the show. Thank you for listening. This has been Sound Health Options with Sherry Edwards on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.